Using prepositions. What are prepositions? Prepositions show relationships. They can express a geographical relationship, above, below, inside, a time relationship, after, before, during, or a connection between ideas or words, with, without, for. There are so many prepositions that you won't be able to remember all of them, but if you study a list, you will be able to recognize them when they appear in sentences. About, above, across, after, against, along, among, around, at, before, behind, below, beneath, beside, besides, between, beyond, by, despite, down, during, except, for, from, in, into, inside, like, near, of, off, on, out, outside, over, past, since, through, throughout, to, toward, under, until, up, upon, with, within, without. Cool, huh? Phrasal prepositions contain more than one word. According to, along with, apart from, as for, as to, because of, by means of, by way of, except for, in addition to, in case of, in front of, in place of, in spite of, on account of. Prepositions often appear with nouns as their objects to create prepositional phrases. Above the counter, after the game, against the grain, the cost of gas, before the mail arrives, behind the times, beside the freeway, the burden of debts, toward the park, under the desk, without a clue, one of my classmates. Unnecessary prepositions. Prepositions are not used before the following words. Today, tonight, tomorrow, yesterday, here. There, home, downtown, uptown. Those verbs show motion, last and next, when they modify an object of a preposition. Incorrect. We leave on tomorrow. Incorrect. They went to downtown. Incorrect. He went to home last Friday. Incorrect. Correct. We leave tomorrow. They went downstairs. They went downtown. He went home last Friday. So here's a point to remember. The subject of a clause never appears in a prepositional phrase. One of my friends is sick. The subject is one, not friends. The price of oil is rising. The subject is price, not oil. To avoid errors in subject-verb agreement, make sure that you do not mistake the object of a preposition for the subject. There are commonly confused prepositions. Beside. Beside means next to. Besides means in addition. Between, among. Between refers to two items. Among refers to three or more. Due to. Due to should not be used in place of because of. Flight was delayed due to thunderstorms. That's incorrect. Correct. The flight was delayed because of thunderstorms. Like or as. Like is a preposition and should be followed by not noun. She hit me like a sledgehammer. She ran like a racehorse. As is a conjunction and should be followed by a clause, a group of words with a subject and a verb. It hit me as I walked under the bridge. She ran as if she were chasing a racehorse. Of is not needed when other prepositions like inside, outside, and off appear. I went inside the house, not I went inside of the house. I went inside the house is correct. It fell off the table, not it fell off of the table. That's incorrect. It should be it fell off the table. She worked outside the law, not she worked outside of the law. It's correctly expressed, she worked outside the law. So, when we think about prepositions, we have to think about the way they work within sentences, be very careful with them, and remember that prepositions are words that show relationships between ideas, time, location, connection. Preposition prepositional phrases include a noun as a prepositional object. The cost of books. It's time for fun. She was without hope. I hope you've enjoyed that. It says about prepositions.